Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Augie Gallen. Batting third. The center fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chuck Klein. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Babe Herman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Hurst. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lon Warnke. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lon Warnke. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kiddo Davis. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The second baseman, Luke Iazza. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Syl Johnson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Syl Johnson. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen strikes out. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Todd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurst juggles the ball. That's an error on Hurst. Luke Iazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Iazza takes first base on ball four. Bartel moves to second. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bartel moves to third. Iazza moves to second. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bartel scores. Iazza scores. It's 2-0. Phillies. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, English applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein strikes out. One out. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman takes first base on ball four. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 2, Phillies, 2. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Todd for a passed ball. Hurst moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English takes first base on ball 4. Lon Warnke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnke strikes out. 2 outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hurst moves to third. English moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walters moves to second. Bud Tinning now pitching. Syl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walters scores. Todd moves to third. It's 3-2, Phillies. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Herman goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 3, Phillies, 3. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hurst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. English hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hurst moves to second. Bud Tinning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinning hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chiazza bunts towards the mound. Tinning fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Moore strikes out. Hartnett throws to first to catch. Hurst drops the ball. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Camilli hits a ball on the ground that hits Moore. Moore is out and Camilli is safe at first. There goes Moore trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallen hits a pop-up towards third. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kayaza reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walters strikes out. Hartnett drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Walters out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Todd hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Syl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gallen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hartnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herman. Bartel reaches second base with a double. Luke Kayaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kayaza is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kayaza takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bartel moves to third. Kayaza moves to second. Two outs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hurst moves to second. One out. Bud Tinning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinning is 0 for 1 in the game. Tinning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hurst scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive towards short. Bartel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 3 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tinning moves to third. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 3 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tinning scores. Gallen moves to second. It's 6-3, Cubs. Cy Moore now pitching. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kline for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen bunts towards the mound. Tinning fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walters strikes out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Todd hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tinning fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Herman hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hartnett strikes out. One out. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herman. The throw from Todd and he is out, Bartel applying the tag. Two outs. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hurst hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis bunts towards first. Hurst scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Tinning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tinning hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a line drive into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kyler strikes out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-4 in the game. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klein moves to third. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Klein scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Cubs. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Hurst hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herman moves to third. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. English takes first base on ball 4. Hurst moves to second. Bud Tinning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tinning hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Andy High pinch hits for Bucky Walters. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Todd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Boland pinch hits for Cy Moore. Ed Boland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boland hits a line drive towards first. Hurst catches it and steps on first to double up Todd. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Philadelphia Phillies, 3. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.